are into fantasy football and you've been looking for a podcast that can take you to the next level, this is the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Josh Bendy and Trey Burris.
Welcome to the NFL.
Let's go!
Let's go!
Go!
We are about to reveal our quarterback rankings for the upcoming season. We've crunched the numbers, analyzed the stats, and consulted our magic 8-ball to bring you our list of the top 10 quarterbacks for this season. Let's get to it.
Are you ready? Let's go!
We are back. Welcome back to the Fourth and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm Bandy. That's Trey. And the time is now, Trey.
Yes, sir.
What's happening, buddy? How's it going?
It's going, man. Got a new dog, crazy life, you know, but we got football to talk about, man. I'm excited about this episode. It's a little different than what we normally do.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's a little bit different indeed. We're talking about our top 10 quarterback rankings. We're doing a little different here. I got my 10. Trey's got his 10. We couldn't agree. So we're going to start at 10. We're going to work our way down, and we're gonna figure it out as we go.
Yeah, and we don't even know each other's top 10 yet, so it's going to be a surprise for everybody.
That's right. Spoiler alert, baby. But guys, don't forget to check out our friends over at Manscaped. The code is at the top of the screen, and it's down in the description. Great stuff over there. Check them out. But let's go ahead and hop into it, buddy. What do you say?
Let's do it.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and start us off. Get us popping here. I'm going to go with number 10 on my list. And I don't know. I feel like you might be a little surprised by that. But number 10 on my list is Tua Tagovailoa. What do you think?
Okay. I don't hate that at all. I think I had him bouncing up there for a second, and then I pulled him down. I think he's more of 10 through 15 or 11 through 15, but I like it. I think it's definitely a possibility.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Tua, look, Tyreek just come out, said he's going over 2,000 yards. Look, the problem with Tua, obviously, is the health issues. We're all worried about that. But he's been, like, taking, like, karate and all martial arts, all that stuff, learning how to protect himself. And I think I think Tua's going to be good. I think he's going to go out there, and hopefully we're going to get that first half of the season we got last year of Tua. And I think that's why he's coming in at my top 10.
Yeah, man, I like the Tua pick. I mean, obviously, they've got Hill and Waddle still. It's kind of the same setup as long as he can stay healthy. And if they get Dalvin Cook, that's even more pass-catching option for him. You know, Dalvin Cook loves those, you know, 20-yarders that no one expects to him, and he just runs for the end zone. So I think Tua is a good pick there, man. I think the team has what it takes. It's just Tua's health is the only thing that scares me there.
Yeah, absolutely. But just in the games that he did play last year, he had 3,500 yards, threw for 25 touchdowns, 8 interceptions with 105.5 passer rating. So, and that's just with the games he played last year. I mean, I think Aaron Rodgers only threw about 25 touchdowns himself when he played all year. So that is something.
Definitely, definitely. But jumping over to my number 10 spot on my list, somebody that y'all probably weren't expecting to be here, but I'm excited for this dude this year, and that is Jared Goff, baby.
Oh, Jared Goff coming in at number 10, huh?
Mr. Offense. You know, he ended at the top as a top 10 quarterback. He was at the 10 spot last year. I think he'll be better this year, but the talent above him is just so strong, it's hard to put him any higher. He does have some receivers and some different players suspended for gambling, but they did lose both of their running backs, but they got Jahmyr Gibbs, who is said to be a versatile player and be a massive increase to the pass-catching game, which I think will really benefit Jared Goff. I mean, he already knows how to bomb it downfield. Now he's going to have a guy to check it down to. I think Jared Goff, you know, you already know that this team produces offensive fantasy value, and I think Jared Goff is good enough to be in top 10.
Ooh, that's a spicy take, buddy. I love it. I actually got Goff at number 19 in my rankings, but hey, I mean, I could see it. I mean, if he comes in number 10 quarterback, I mean, that Amon-Ra's stats are going out of the off the roof, right?
Definitely.
I love it, buddy. I love it. Let's see. I'm going to go with my number 9 ranking, and that's going to be Aaron Rodgers. Coming in at number 9, a lot of people sleeping on this guy, falling way down in your drafts. If he steps it up, and I really think that Aaron Rodgers has something to prove to the Packers. Like, he's like, bro, I was going to retire, but now I'm going to come and I'm going to spank some ass. So I think Aaron Rodgers comes in there. He's got Garrett Wilson. He's got guys around him. He's got playmakers. I mean, dude's gonna do it, I think, and coming in number 9.
Yeah, I dig Aaron Rodgers at 9. I have him at 11 in my rankings, but I like the position. You know, this dude, the only thing that scares me is he's going to a whole new team. It's a whole new world. We don't know. It's almost like looking at a rookie quarterback, except for we know Aaron Rodgers is an MVP-like quarterback, so he has the potential to easily get top 5. Without a doubt, I like the pick.
Absolutely, buddy. Absolutely.
But jumping to my number 9 on my list, another guy that, you know, doesn't get a lot to talk about. But, hey, this dude was a top 5 quarterback last year in half PPR. Okay? And that is Geno Smith, baby. Let's go.
Oh, my God. Geno Smith. Okay. Tell me why. Why is Geno Smith
up there?
This team
has done nothing but improve. They got a great wide receiver in the draft and got an extra running back. He was the most accurate passer last year. Would be higher on this list, but the talent is so strong. I mean, this team didn't do nothing this offseason but get better. But the reason why Geno Smith doesn't get what his worth talked about is because he's a boring player. You know, he was been a backup. He's been in the league forever. He's not exciting, but he's going to put up the numbers. He's going to be consistent, and he's going to produce fantasy points. Just wait and see.
Yeah, this is a spicy top 10 you got going over there, buddy. I love it. I love it. I mean, I could see it, I guess. It's not that Geno is boring. He does what he's told. And his coach, Pete Carroll, is kind of an old school guy who likes to do things by the book. And, you know, defense wins championships and check it down, do what you got to do. I mean, I could see it. I could see it happening. But I guess we're going to find out, buddy. That's a hot take right there for sure.
I think it helps a lot that, you know, his entire division is kind of falling apart, you know, outside of the 49ers. So I think that's going to benefit him even more. And I just really think that Geno Smith is going to put up those numbers, man. He's consistent. You know, it's not going to look awesome. It's not going to be fun to watch, but he's going to get the points on the board.
Makes sense, buddy. Makes sense. But let's keep it rolling. Let's get to my number 8 guy on the list, and that is Justin Fields coming in at number 8, buddy. Justin Fields, I mean, everybody says he's going to be a lot higher than that. He's going in the top 5 with quarterbacks in super flex drafts and, you know, top 5 quarterbacks in PPR drafts, all that good stuff. But, I mean, he's got that running ability that can help you out a lot. I think top 5 is a little high for me. I like Justin Fields. He helped me win a lot of games last year. Beautiful stuff over there. A new head coach, a new way of doing things. I think he steps it up. I think 8 is a very reasonable spot for him.
Yeah, the reason why I don't have Justin Fields in my top 10 is mostly because this team has come out and said that they don't like him running like that, that they're worried about it, and so they want him to pass more, and that scares me for Justin Fields because I've seen him make passes, and it could be on his receivers. I know they've upgraded at receiver and everything like that, but it still scares me in this passing game. If they come out and said that they were going to focus on his ground game, I would put him in the top 5 pretty easily because his ground game is awesome, but I'm just worried about his passing game, man. And if he decides to take it on his own and take off running, I think that's where he's going to produce for fantasy.
For sure, for sure. And they are trying to give him pieces around that can catch the ball. DJ Moore has been a very good wide receiver with terrible quarterback play. So, I mean, that's a good guy to have in there.
No doubt, no doubt. But jumping to my number 8, probably a little bit higher on your list, but I still got him in the top 10. I just worry about this man a lot, and that is Lamar Jackson, baby. finished top 14 in 2022. With the injury, still gets it done. But he does a lot of work on his legs, which is why I have him up here. I'm still worried about injury with Lamar. It seems like Lamar misses several games every year. It seems like the Ravens are boosted in preseason, but when it comes time to grind, they just fall short. And so that's what scares me with Lamar. I mean, I know they've changed around. They got Odell. They've switched it up a little bit, but it seems like every year everybody hypes up Lamar in the preseason. And then when it comes time for the season start, it just doesn't produce like they talk about.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm a little worried about it because I actually am kind of hyping Lamar up this year, which has never happened before. I'm always on the other side of things with the Lamar stuff, but I really feel like Lamar is going to be good this year. So, number eight, Lamar. Okay. I like it. I mean, I could see it. I could definitely see it happening. But let's go to my number seven, which is also Lamar Jackson coming in at my number seven. So we're pretty close there. Pretty close there. Who you got in your number seven slot?
So my number seven slot is Mr. Chains, Kirk Cousins, baby. Ooh, okay. In 2022, he was in the top seven at quarterback. He's got another year with Justin Jefferson. They upgraded at wide receiver in Addison. And Cook is gone, which is going to open up the passing game more. They're not going to be able, I mean, Madison can do the work, but they're not going to feed Madison as much as they fed Cook. I think that's going to, their goal is to get Justin Jefferson more work and get this receiving game up. And I think that's only going to benefit Kirk Cousins.
For sure. For sure. I mean, I could see it. I myself have Kirk Cousins in at number 15. But I mean, I could definitely see it happening. Like you said, they got rid of Dalvin Cook, but Alexander Madison, are they just going to give him the same exact route? We did see Kevin O'Connell last year in that offense throw it hard. And sometimes it worked out. Sometimes it didn't. That's my problem with Kirk Cousins is that you just never know what's going to happen with him, you know?
I mean, the dude's got a top five wide receiver. He's got a top five tight end. He's got a running back that has the potential to be top five or at least top 10. He's got all the offense around him. He's just got to produce, and he was doing it up until the playoffs last year. So I'm excited to see what Kirk Cousins can do this year.
Oh, yeah, buddy. Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, I like it. I like it. But let's keep this thing moving, buddy. I'm going to go to my number six guy on the list, and that's going to be Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert coming in at number six. This is, I think, the year for Justin Herbert to kind of show that, you know, the things that we saw in his rookie season weren't just, you know, an anomaly, that he is the guy and he can produce for this offense. I think coming in at number six is very reasonable for him. And if he can be the number six, I'm sure that he will have proved that he is that guy.
Yeah, man, I have Justin Herbert a little bit higher on my list, but we could talk about that in a minute. You know, the only thing that worries me with Justin Herbert, which, you know, I'm trying not to be worried about it, but Austin Eckler's contract situation, I feel like if that is affected, I will change my rankings. But as of right now, I'm playing it like Austin Eckler is going to be good to go. We'll talk about that here in a minute.
Okay. Okay, buddy. What do you got?
So my number six on my list is got to be the young pony boy, Trevor Lawrence.
Hey, okay.
He was eighth last year in the top 10. Massive increase in value over the end of the season. I mean, he really started cooking towards the end of the year. They got an upgrade with Calvin Ridley, you know, the man, the myth, the legend at wide receiver. Another year in the same scheme. And I think he looks to be a top five quarterback in 2024.
Yeah, man. I mean, I love me some Trevor Lawrence, man. He threw for over 4,000 yards last year, only 25 touchdowns, but he kind of had to get the stank of Urban Meyer off of him. And that took kind of half the year last year, but seems like the second half of the season, dude got cooking. And I like it. You got him in at number six, Trevor Lawrence?
Definitely.
Okay, well, let's move to my number five, who is also Trevor Lawrence, for the reasons you just said. I mean, we're pretty close on that. So, I mean, the same thing, man. I think he's going to come out and do his thing, man. I love me some Trevor Lawrence, and I just think, you know, generational talent, they've called him, and I think we're about to see some generational talent, buddy.
Yeah, I wanted to put him in my top five, but there's just some of the strong talent above him, man. That's why I think 2024, I think he hits that top five mark, but I just don't know if he's going to be right at the edge this year. We'll have to see.
We're going to find out.
But let's jump to my number five, who is probably lower than most people's. That is your boy, Josh Allen. I've got him at number five this year. Wow. You know, I know he was second in 2022, but he just can't seem to get over the hump that this team, you know, they have everything that they need to succeed, and they just missed the cusp slightly. He is a goal line monster. He's going to get those touchdowns, but the team has wanted him to go easier for safety. I think they're going to do their best to dial back his goal line and his running just a little bit, you know, because he really does put himself out there. And I just think this team is very average. I know Josh Allen's a great quarterback, but it just seems like they don't meet that exciting hype top you know, one or two value.
Sure. So the team, you know, won't quite get over that hump. Sure. But Josh Allen still did his thing and produced for fantasy. So, I mean, I disagree with you there. I mean, I could totally see it happening, but I think Josh Allen's going to still do his thing. We did see them try to bring in Damian Harris over there. So it looks like they want to have a good running game. It just never seem to work out that way for them.
Yeah, and I definitely think Josh Allen is going to produce and he's going to do great. I just think that these other guys above him are going to do even better.
Okay. I could see it. But let's go to my number four on the list, and somebody that you may expect it to be a little higher on this list, but that is Jalen Hurts.
Knew that was coming.
You knew it, huh? You knew that was coming?
Yeah, it sounded about right for you.
Look, here's what I'm saying though. Jalen Hurts, I think they're going to try to not have him run the ball as much over there. Also, you got to think they've got a harder schedule. I think if you put all that stuff in the mix, I think number four for Jalen Hurts is still a great spot for him to come in. And that is respect. He's in my top five. That's got to say something, buddy.
Yeah, definitely. And I'll talk more about him a little bit later.
All right. What's your number four?
All right. My number four on my list, you've already spoke about him, but that is Justin Herbert, baby. I think he has a blow-up comeback year. He has everything you want in a quarterback. He's a solid team around him. I think he really steps up offensively. I think he goes back to that kind of rookie Justin Herbert and just really tears it up with that deep ball and really puts up numbers through the air. I think he just had a down year, and he's going to turn it around this year and really explode.
For sure. I mean, I think he was only averaging 6.2 yards or something like that per throw. So we better hope we see some of that popping up this year, man. I think he's going to do a lot better than he did last year, though. I really do.
Definitely.
But, okay. All right. We're in the top three, baby. Let's get to my number three guy on my list. And that is Josh Allen coming in at number three. Okay. Look, he's fallen, you know, just one spot. I still think this guy is elite. People seem to be sleeping on Josh Allen for some reason. I don't know why he's falling in drafts. I mean, he's still top three quarterback in my eyes in the league, and I think he's going to come out there and show you why.
Yeah, man, I understand why you got Josh Allen up there. I mean, he's a monster. My top three, though, I mean, they're so solidified to me. It's hard to put anybody in there besides the three guys I got.
Oh, yeah? Well, let's go, baby. Let's see what you got.
All right, number three on my list, that is the man, Mr. Joe Burrow, Joe Cool. Cool as a cucumber. I mean, you know, they changed the scheme a little bit to a more passing-heavy offense in the second half of last season, and he just took off. I mean, he was basically the best quarterback in the league toward the second half of the season. You know, if they can continue that, I think it'll be really hard for anybody to compete with these top three quarterbacks. I really think this team is going to succeed. They have everything working for them. They continue to get better on their offensive line. The receivers are staying the same. The team's staying consistent. Even Joe Mixon's sticking around, just got his contract. So I'm excited to see what Joe Burrow's going to do.
Yeah, Joe Mixon took less money because he wanted to stay on that team. He knows that team is on a collision course to the Super Bowl, buddy. So I like it. I like Burrow coming in at three. I think he's just a little bit higher on my list, and I'm going to number two, baby, and that is Joey Burr. I mean, I like number two, I got him over Josh Allen, over your boy Jalen Hurts. I like you said, man. I mean, you couldn't have said it better. Joe Burrow coming in there, man. Yeah, the problem with Burrow that people don't like is that he doesn't run the ball that much. But you know what? One thing this man has, and that is accuracy, bro. He puts the ball where it needs to be all the time. So Joe Burrow is going to come in, do what he does, be accurate, and maybe win a Super Bowl, buddy. Sick coming in at number two.
I can dig it. I can dig it. But going to my number two, baby, it's got to be my main man, Jalen Hurts. Putting him in there, you know, he's so consistent on the ground. This team has tightened up this offensive line even tighter than it already was. And the running backs have changed on this team. And I actually like him at number two on this list for the same reasons you don't like him this high. I think that he's going to actually run more because of the losing Miles Sanders. And I think the running backs they brought in, like DeAndre Swift, is going to be more of a pass-catching type running back. I mean, DeAndre Swift had 48 receptions last year. I think that's just going to benefit Jalen Hurts' run game. It's going to give him one more person they have to defend. And I like Jalen Hurts to get a lot of the goal line work, just like he did last year, on top of having these same receivers and a beefed-up defensive side of the ball, which is going to get the ball on offense more often.
For sure, for sure. Okay, I mean, again, I'm going to have to come back at you with this, man. That schedule is supposedly one of the hardest in the league. I mean, if he does still produce as that number two, I will give it up to your boy and give you a Fly Eagles Fly live on this show, buddy.
All right, bet. And this is another thing, though, because of the schedule being harder, I think it's just going to cause him to run the ball more. He's going to tuck it because it's going to be a tougher thing, and he can get yards when he tucks that ball.
That makes sense. Makes sense. I could see it. Well, I can say one thing. At least we can agree on one thing, and that is our number one guy on this list, and that is... Give it to me.
Oh, my number one is Patrick Mahomes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Patrick Mahomes, number one. Definitely. I mean, he's the guy. He's the guy now. I mean, now that Tom Brady, Peyton Mannings of the world are gone from the league, Patrick Mahomes can sit on the top of his throne as the best quarterback in the league. He's done things we haven't ever seen. Blah, blah, blah. Patrick Mahomes, we love you.
Look, man, I was trying to take notes on Patrick Mahomes, and all I could think about was like, okay, unreal talent, consistently does the unexplainable, always produces no matter the situation, just always pulls himself out of any problem, finesses his way out of it. I just started watching The Quarterback on Netflix. I'm already excited about it. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is the first episode. Patrick Mahomes is just a force to be reckoned with, and he's a standalone talent that's just different than the rest of the league.
For sure, for sure. I was just looking at that. That's funny you mentioned that quarterback show. I was just looking at that. Is it each episode's a different quarterback?
No, it's the three quarterbacks over the year. It's Patrick Mahomes, Kirk Cousins, and Marcus Mariota, and it's like their life through the last season.
Okay. I got to get into that, buddy. I got to get into that.
Definitely.
But there you have it, guys. There is our top 10 quarterback rankings for your 2023 fantasy football season. What do you think, guys? Did we get it right? Did we get it wrong? Throw a comment down in there and let us know what you think. Who do you got number one? Is it Patrick Mahomes? Probably. But hey, if you got somebody different, let me know.
And let us know who had a better top 10 list, Bandy or Trey. Oh. Let us know down below, baby.
Yeah,
let's
okay. Go. I like that. Let us know down low who had the better top 10 list. If you got to go back, rewind, rewatch it, just to double check. We understand. We understand.
You know Smith, baby.
Don't forget to hit that like button. And if you've made it this far into the video, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you're some of our audio listeners, go over to YouTube, type in Fourth and Flex, find us, subscribe so you can see our faces.
Definitely. Do it.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. Guys, also, you know, don't forget that we are on Patreon. So go to patreon.com/fourthandflex, and we're going to help you with your team through the upcoming season. We might even have a fantasy league just for exclusive for Patreon members. So get in there to the Patreon account. See if you could take on your boys, Bandy and Trey, and see how you can do.
Come be a part of the family, baby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And don't forget, we got merch, baby, down in the description below. Get you some. Help us out. Show your love. Show your support. I love it. I love it.
Definitely. All right. Get you some merch for your boys.
That's right. Trey, our quarterback rankings are complete. Any final thoughts, buddy?
No, it's just besides it's going to be an exciting year. I can't wait till the end of the year when we get to look back and see how accurate we were. And see what our numbers are. I mean, it's fun doing this. I like that we got to kind of go against each other and challenge each other on certain things. And I'm excited for the season, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you so much for watching. And we will see you on the next one.
Peace out, Girl Scout.
've been listening to the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.
And here we go, here we go!
If you love anything and everything pro football, then you've found your new home. We hope you've enjoyed the show. We know we had a blast. Make sure to like, rate, and review. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, questions and comments at 4thandflex@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram at 4thandflex and on Twitter at 4thandflexpod. See you next time on the 4th and Flex Fantasy Football Podcast.